Woody Widmark has been into so many things over the past 25 years in Sitka, especially community schools and youth sports, always wearing the orange and black of his favorite baseball team, the San Francisco Giants. For a man of famously few words, speaking on October 31st, he dropped the perfect one-liner.
Happy Halloween. These are my colors every day.
The Sitka Tribe of Alaska is federally recognized and a sovereign government of its own within the United States. Widmark explained that it has 4,000 enrolled citizens, about half of whom live in Sitka. Its budget this year is just over $10 million, around half as much as Sitka's general fund or the Sitka School District. He described the Sheetkaquan Nakahiti as the gem of the tribe's civic presence. But another significant achievement has been less visible, unless you found your way to Sitka National Historical Park this summer.
We have a partnership with the National Park Service. We have a contract, if you will, with Totem Park, having interpretation people out there throughout the summer. And that's been in our strategic plan for about 20 years. Not too many tribes have done this at all. I think we're one of the first to do that in the country. There's been other agreements within Park Service or Department of Interior on other things, but having co-management is a big deal through Indian Country on that. So it's kind of scary for both parties because it's first and there's no really, we're paving the trail for other tribes to do this in partnerships with other parks.
Interpretive management at Sitka National Historical Park is the most recent program at the tribe. Widmark discussed the tribe's partnerships with the Forest Service, the Senior Center, the Community Ride, the Baranof Island Housing Authority, and the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium. He said that the tribe has been able to leverage partnerships to bring grant funding into Sitka, funding that benefits the entire community. $900,000 from the U.S. Department of Justice's Office on Violence Against Women, which will provide pass-through funding to the Sitka Police Department for an additional officer, and $600,000 to administer legal assistance, and another $600,000 from a U.S. Housing and Urban Development Indian Community Development Grant to help fund the expansion of the safe shelter. Widmark said that the tribe also put money into youth sports programs like the Baranof Ballers, Little League, the Barracudas, and into the ANB-ANS community dinners and other similar community support to the tune of $245,000 a year. What the Sitka Tribe of Alaska has not yet done, Widmark explained, was take an official position on redesigning the Alaska Day holiday to be more inclusive of Alaska's indigenous cultures. But he didn't rule it out.
We don't have an issue with the city. I mean, history is what we're looking at. The tribe in no circumstances have come up with an official statement on this. So it's been going for a long time. But I think the tribe can probably do some things to enhance that. It's been quoted in the paper or local media the past couple of years. Well, not recently, but with our former GM, that wasn't the tribe, the council didn't say that. I'm trying to be transparent, but not transparent at the same time. So... but I wanted to make sure that you know that if the tribe did make a statement, it would come from our tribal chair.
During his formal presentation, Widmark mentioned that the tribe's social services department was honored recently by Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government for its implementation of the Indian Child Welfare Act, sometimes called ICWA. The STA was one of six finalists honored nationally for its program, which has the lowest child removal rate in the nation and a 100% intervention rate, which, according to a news release, quote, has not allowed even one tribal child to be lost in a child protection system, end quote. And the tribe's other big news came up during questions from the chamber audience. The STA is poised to move from its current cramped quarters on Catlan Street to the former U.S. Forest Service headquarters at Thompson Harbor.
So it's going to become a reality, and we're going to try to get our tribal court there, everything there in one room instead of scattered all over the place. So big deal. Thank you for bringing that up.
Widmark didn't mention a timeline for the possible move, but he said that the tribe would plan an open house when the time came. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.